That's Conjunto legend Eva Ibarra. Ibarra is a San Antonio native hailing from the city's west side. She's one of the few women accordionists in the world performing Conjunto music professionally. Conjunto is that accordion-heavy blend of Mexican, Czech, and German polka-style music popular along the U.S.-Mexico border. Ibarra has been playing accordion since age 4, and being one of 9 children in a musical family, you'd think her choice of instrument would have been encouraged.
And my mom never wanted me to be nobody. So I told my mom, I want to be somebody, Mom. I belong to the people. No, but you're going to play for me here, just for us. I don't want you out there in danger. You're going to be in danger. You're a little girl, and no. You know, and then I grew up and I told Mom, I'm a big girl now. I'm short, but I'm a big girl.
The Ibarra household would receive phone calls asking for Eva to play gigs in Michigan and Puerto Rico, but Mom disapproved.
She said, she's not going to go. Click. And I cried. I cried. And I feel inside of me that I belong to the people.
Did your mother ever come to accept your success?
Yes and no. But my dad, yes. Not my mom. My mom said, You're gonna play the piano and I'm gonna take you for piano lessons, and she did. She bought me a good piano. And I learned. But my dad got me secretly and he said, Eva, listen to me. Your key is the accordion. Stick with it.
And stick with it she did. Ibarra is renowned for her virtuosity and is often mentioned in the same breath as another San Antonio Conjunto legend, Flaco Jimenez. One music critic said Eva's approach to the accordion can be compared to Miles Davis. Eva has expanded to teaching accordion, not just locally, but in other cities across the U.S. But San Antonio always draws her back.
Sometimes I go like New York, Washington, and Seattle, Washington. I stood there for 1 year, and I was teaching there, and I was feeling good, but I was missing my San Antonio, Texas, and my, comida, my food, and it's not the same. My frijol is my pinto beans, whatever, but it's not the same over there in Seattle 1 year.
That's what I
love it over there.
I'm from Florida.
Sandy Rodriguez is Eva's vocalist and manager.
And when I was in Florida, I would send her tortillas. I would see her performing, and I'm like, man, you gotta have lots of carbs, to work all the way she does it. So I'm like, hey, how better than a tortilla?
Sandy has been singing with Eva since 2016. She says Eva has predictive musical instincts that blow her away.
She doesn't like me to say, but under her voice, you can't mess up. And I don't know how she does it, how she knows I'm fixing to hit a bad note here, and she just sings louder. But it's just the gift that she has. And she guides me in lots of things. As like a life coach also, a step-in mom. Overall, just I couldn't ask for anything better.
This September, Eva Ibarra received the highest honor she and any other folk musician could ever receive, the National Endowment for the Arts National Heritage Fellowship. The award entailed a $25,000 cash prize and a chance to play in Washington, D.C. at George Washington University.
I'd like to introduce you to 2017 National Heritage Fellow Eva Ibarra of San Antonio, Texas, with her conjunto group, Siempre!
When Eva got the call that she was getting the award, she thought it was a prank.
Yeah. She's been let down so many times, and she's like, nah, I don't believe you until I see it. Well, we've been there, done that, came back. She still don't believe it. But she was like, here's somebody, I don't know what they're talking about. And I got the phone, and she told me, and I was like, Eva, you won the NEA. She's like, yeah, right. And I'm like, I'm being serious. Next person calls, I'm like, Eva, I think this might be a little bit for real, because she's so humble and noble and todo. She sees the videos, and she says, no. I'm like, no what? I didn't win the NEA. Yeah, you did. But she still says it's a dream.
That's
because
a dream.
She wanted it so for so long.
And for me, the highest honor, but for me it's the same, from the lowest awards to the highest.
Whether Eva is playing a backyard barbecue, a prestigious event in the nation's capital, or in a radio studio, expect Eva Ibarra to give it her all.